We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
We the boys.
That is Fruit Bats. You saw what happened in San Antonio this week, right?
Oh, more bats in the...
More bats.
Hey, did you see...
Place sucks.
You didn't watch the Super Bowl, so you didn't see the commercial for the Netflix Savage Animal documentary thing that's coming out.
Ooh, what's that?
It's called One Planet. It's like a modified planet Earth.
It's a modified planet Earth, but it's
modified
like,
how?
Like it's on Netflix and it looks.
It's pretty much the same thing, just a different name.
Yeah, it's
in. You know what? I watched a little bit during the Super Bowl yesterday. Wild Himalayas.
Ooh,
that was delightful.
What's going on in the Himalayas?
They got snow leopards.
Oh, I saw that when they were talking about the lady, the mom leopard and the daughter. And
yeah, I've seen that one.
The
yeah.
two lions came together and they start fighting and they have to get the baby out because they'll kill the
I've
baby.
I've seen that one too, but yeah, I had that one sitting on my DVR. I was like, you know what? Might be a good time for some nature right here during the Super Bowl.
So they got snow leopards. What? Because I figured the Himalayas is pretty, there's not much going on there. Lions.
Well, they got the Yeti, which is, of course.
They have the Yeti?
Yeah.
Which is a ripoff.
It's a ripoff of what? Are you talking about the ride?
Well, the Yeti itself, it's a ripoff compared to the Arctic. You know, I'm just saying.
Remember we did that.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
The cooler. You have been off your... What is wrong with you? He's tired from watching the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Then why are you... Are you tired of watching from Vikings? Like, you're not catching on. You're like...
I think your guys' delivery has been poor today.
Really? No, I think your ears have been poor.
Lack of bleeping talent, and you tried to... Wait,
you put of in your little word.
He said lack
loft
bleeping talent.
Why wouldn't that be lobbed?
Loft.
Well, you should have said effing. I'm not going to continue going in circles with you. You was poorly executed by you. I'm sorry.
He was right on Gladys Knight only saying two Braves.
I was.
It was
no,
three Braves.
It was three.
Okay, well, that's not what the evidence says. You gotta,
let me tell you.
You two with hearing.
I've heard your musical work. It sucks. So I'm
Whoa.
Not taking your word
Whoa.
For it.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa. What sucks? Like what?
That was
like what?
You're no Phil Collins.
I'm better.
Robbie, bring up one of his songs, please.
Yeah. What do you want, Robbie? Let's go a little Return of the Back. A little Duncan Robinson. Play that donkey music. I can't wait till he's up. Can we get Duncan Robinson up here? That'd make me happy as a Heat fan. Nothing else is making me happy. It's like Dwayne Wade for like, you know, a little bit during a game. And then that's it. Nothing else makes
Wait,
me happy.
Wait, they have Batman chasing a bat.
Yeah.
When you hand off, well, you know I'm going to score. I'm going to be the back who wins the game for you. When you pass it, yeah, you know we're wasting time. Just let me run behind the line and score for you. If you run up. Well, you know what we're going to be. We're going to be the team that runs right over you.
He wanted to be a musician.
And if Case Wavers,
this is what he's been doing.
Well,
you know Darren Rizzi, he's going to go nuts and punch him right there in the tooth.
No.
I'll rush for 200 yards. I'll rush for 200 more. On my way to a 2,000-yard season. And save your Sundays from being a bore. Well, I'm rushing. Right behind my fancy.
Oh, that's where it gets good. No, that's where it gets good.
Right you.
You asked for it.
We're going to continue to play this.
It won't even hurt because I work way more than Tannehill and Sue. Breaking records. I know I want to be better than Zonka, Mercury, and Ricky, too. Team say no. It won't even deal. For 200 yards, then I'll rush for 200 more on my way. way to a 2,000-yard season and say your Sundays will be in a book. Arsenal football, go and save the Queen, I love London.
That is a staple of a Tobin song. God Save the Queen.
Let's pick a Jai song.
Did you see, speaking of the Queen, I know we have to get the headlines and all the stuff, but did you see that because of the, there's possible going to be unrest over this Brexit thing that's coming up again? They have evacuation plans for the royal family. They have a way to get, they're like,
I don't understand.
Hey, why?
They're plotting a way to get the Queen out.
What the hell are those guards for?
I think
that kind of like their national shutdown? Did the guards just say, F it? I'm tired of defending this old bag. What?
They're ceremonial. I mean, I think they're split, like, technically, like, yes. Like, you know.
Just fly the chopper in the,
like,
and fly it out.
Like, bayonets and stuff. But, yeah, no, I was reading an article about evacuation plans for the Queen.
Really? Really?
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
The Dolphins have made it official just moments ago on their Twitter account as they have announced that Brian Flores, previously the defensive play caller and linebackers coach for the New England Patriots, will be the 13th coach in Miami Dolphins history. He will be introduced at a press conference coming up in 1 hour, which we will carry right here on AM790 FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket.
What do you guys think of this? Yeah. Because he is from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Same home of former heavyweight champions Riddick Bowe, Mike Tyson, and Shannon the Cannon Briggs. What do you think about, to get people hyped up, you just have Shannon the Cannon come out shirtless for his opening press conference just to get us all real intense about Brian Flores becoming head coach? I think that would really spin the mood the right way.
Not going to happen.
I think it should happen. And I think that if you want to start getting people to believe, you start showing Shannon Briggs motivational videos throughout the campus at Davie. I think that's the way you go if you're Flores. I mean, you can go with your do-your-job and Belichick pillars, but what?
You're asking this.
Yep.
From a guy.
Yeah.
Who chose to walk amongst the people.
Yeah.
And not take a car.
Correct.
You know, to where he had to go.
Yeah, you know where Shannon is? He's the people's champ.
Let's go, champ. I see Brian Flores doing that.
He should. You would get everybody on board immediately.
I don't believe this is an organization or a coach that goes with shenanigans and hijinks.
It's not shenanigans and hijinks.
Hype.
I have a question. This is what's amazing about you. How many of your tactics do you actually think will work on a grown-ass man?
I'm talking about fun. I'm talking about fun, man.
How many people you think know who the champ is?
Everybody.
In that locker room right now.
He's got one of the most popular Instagram accounts amongst athletes.
Doesn't mean they follow it?
Yes, it does. I bet you I'd find.
Oh my goodness.
Literally, I bet you I'd
wait,
find.
Wait, wait, wait.
I bet you I'd find.
21 Savage is one guy.
Yeah, it's a rapper. Yeah.
He's British, and
he's not really. He's from the island of Dominica, which is under the British. They're a British.
They drive
colony.
On the wrong side of the street and all that stuff.
He's right. British,
but he's not like from London.
He's not a strut.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, man.
But he's not from Atlanta.
He's not from Atlanta. Hey. Correct.
I'm gonna just tell you right now.
Mm-hmm.
From firsthand experience,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that stuff doesn't work. People laugh at you, and they don't take you serious.
Nah.
For example,
mm.
Have you heard some of the stories with other players in the locker room with Ray Lewis?
Nope.
Okay.
But Ray Lewis takes a long time with his speeches, man. He's very wordy. By the way, shout out to Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ed Reed making the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Deserved, obvious. A lot of Canes news this week.
And making the tackle in the 100 commercial.
Ken Dorsey coaching on the Bills now, huh?
Yep, quarterback coach of the Bills. Didn't last too long at Appalachian State.
Obviously.
Got there and was like, It's Appalachian State. Anywho, good enough to coach the Bills, not good enough to coach anywhere down here.
He gets to coach Josh Allen. He gets to craft another young, mobile quarterback.
Right.
Big prototype.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what Cam Newton
with
was.
With wheels. Yep.
It makes sense.
Okay. It makes sense that Ken Dorsey, who now, it was not very mobile.
How are we feeling about Jared Goff?
Oh, he's done.
System quarterback. Proven.
Done?
Okay, but wait. Done. Here.
How long has he been in the league? Like 3 years?
Wait. Biggest misconception in sports.
Done?
We are all, in some way,
Patriots.
System guys. Okay? If you bring a guy in to your system and he doesn't fit, that's shame on the team.
I'm not really surprised that Jared Goff had a bad game. I am a little surprised with the whole Todd Gurley thing. I don't get
that. He's hurt, man. He's hurt.
I don't understand.
Take it from me.
But why at the end of the season? Why are we still holding secrets?
Yeah, like after the game in the locker room, he was like, why are people talking about my knee? There's nothing wrong with me.
Because there's nothing left to do. Like, there's no protection. Like, I get hiding your injury in the midst of a year because you don't want people taking shots at you.
Yeah.
Once you get to the end, is it just a case of you don't want to make excuses?
It's twofold. One, he was banged up. He didn't have his lateral movement like he normally has. So he can run straight ahead. And if you notice, everything that he was running was kind of like bulldozer straight ahead. He wasn't real shifty. Okay? It's because he's still a little sore. The other thing is they didn't have a lot of plays. I mean, when they did the first quarter, they had one first down and like eight plays. So that also shrinks everybody's time with the football.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw in, we've been having success with CJ Anderson, and he's healthy. And you put all that together, and even though Todd Gurley's your guy, and you know he's your guy, the game, you just kind of run out of time.
So do you think, if you had to like put a percentage on it, because it feels like football does this all the time, where like they're overthinking it, because Todd Gurley's the best.
Yeah.
You should just let the best ride it out, and eventually he will get going, get in that rhythm.
That's usually,
but they're getting too cute and going with the fat guy who's a gimmick.
That's usually what happens. Is that, you know, as a coach, you probably get torn between, do we want to ride the hot hand, or do we want to change it up, or do we want to do this, or do we want to do that, and then you look up and you go, oh damn. It's halftime, you know? So, like, do I think maybe somewhere back in the realm of things, I think they would have put Gurley in and said, let's try to take some of this heat off of our quarterback? But it got to the point where you weren't having any plays.
No, I get it. But the thing that I think changes that for me is the game was never out of reach. Like, for the most part, it was a 3-0 game.
You could have, at any point in time, you could have said, we're going in there and we're going to pile him Gurley.
Like, I get that. When your best players are running back and you get far behind, I can understand why and you're just having no success. I understand why the running back gets taken out of it. I don't understand it with this scenario.
Just get the plus one ready. That's like your show. The fat guy's a gimmick.
Point for Texter.
He's so happy.
It's his fault.
Whoa.
You threw out the fat guy gimmick thing.
The fat guy is a gimmick on the Rams. They only like him because he's fat.
No. Has he not been productive?
Yeah, but he was how close to a disaster on that near?
Ooh, the ball wouldn't get out of bounds. Oh. Did you see that ball just like teetering on the sideline?
There was about to be a lot of fat shaming going down for CJ Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. He's so mad at you right now.
Somebody said the best part of the NFL commercial was Marshawn Lynch starting everything, not paying attention to Goodell's speech.
Like he was just
staring at the cake.
Yeah. Don't try to deflect, by the way. I know you did.
Hey, I wasn't deflecting. Hey, it wasn't me. It was a texter.
You chose to read it.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it was funny.
Used an avenue to get in the fat joke.
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't me. I wasn't even thinking that. I was.
I know.
We were having a good football conversation.
I understand.
I like football conversations. I don't know what to tell you.
I understand my role, and it has nothing to do with me being fat. It has to do with me being unctuous and obnoxious.
I get it, but that's funny. It was still funny, whether I believe it or not.
Funny's funny. Funny.
That's right, Robbie. Funny's funny.
Oh, now you agree with him.
He was so hoping he was going to come in today, play Dropkick Murphys, and he was going to get to boast a little bit about the Patriots.
Oh, no. Listen.
No, I didn't want to boast because I on my IG.
You can't boast. You want to.
And you want Brian Hoyer.
Quarterback.
No, I said if Brady continued to play bad.
If, look.
Brady could be 0-17. That thoughts should never cross your mind.
Hey, never. You already fired him once.
Hey, how about this?
I traded him and fired Belichick.
How about this?
Yep.
The way I look at it, and as the text would have suggested,
yeah,
is that if you had said, fellas, I'm just throwing this out there, then you would have been safe.
Yeah, you would have been cleared.
From all ridicule.
No! You stop, because you know that's a bunch of bunk.
That's how it works. You got to know the rules.
Listen.
It gives these two idiots reasons to say anything.
And we don't buy it.
No, we don't buy it.
On my IG Live last night, there were several people that were like, listen, if you're going to be obnoxious Patriots fan tomorrow, we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in today purposely.
We bullied you.
Listen, I'm not doing the obnoxious thing. You know why?
You're wearing Patriots paraphernalia.
Yeah, I'm wearing it because I'm happy about my team, but we're on a radio show. No
That's
one can see that.
Old Patriots
you're really happy with your
guy.
Team? Like, you're really proud of that performance yesterday?
No, I'm proud of
lackluster. Nobody tuned in.
Man, let me explain something to you. And this is for all the idiots out there. If I had a chance to win a Super Bowl and the final score was 2-0, nobody going to care what that damn score was when you put that ring on.
Yeah, well.
So whether you're proud of it, wasn't a dominant.
Listen, it was an ugly
this
game.
This is coming from the guy who was mocking Braxton Berrios about an hour ago for kissing a trophy that he didn't play. Time out for one second.
He was. He didn't play.
Okay, time out for 1 second.
Go ahead.
One, okay?
Uh-huh.
It was an ugly game. Two, I don't think Brady played GOAT football yesterday. But three.
GOAT football?
Yeah.
Wait, three. So let me get this straight.
But wait.
No.
Three. None of it matters. They won the Super Bowl, and it's their sixth, and I'm happy, but I'm not going to sit here and boast about it. I would like a little Dropkick Murphys, but that's a different story.
Question.
Is that a folder we're not allowed to use anymore? Was your edict?
Question.
That's true.
I would make an exception.
Rules is rules.
What part of that isn't GOAT? A GOAT performance?
He threw some bad balls.
You know what? Here's what he did.
Yep.
He threw the football like a 41-year-old. So periodically, the ball came out of his hands, and it looked like Tim Tebow threw it.
How could you not be Bill Belichick just looking around and be like, can you believe none of these idiots can figure this out? Like, how does he not look around and just like young whippersnappers, Andy Reid with his fancy new scythe-throwing quarterback? They can't figure it out. They're a bunch of dummies. Look at them. Look at them. Can't cheat like me. Can't win like me.
Well,
can't be me.
Hey. So Romo brought up a cool thing, which is in the second half, the Rams switched and they wouldn't come to the line of scrimmage until after 15 seconds. And that's when the helmet shut off. So Belichick can no longer talk in to the linebacker or safety, whoever's wearing the helmet for the defense, and tell them how to line up. But conversely, LaDainian Thomas had said, yeah, that's true. But also, the Patriots didn't have to line up until after 15 seconds. And now McVay can't talk into Goff's head and say, here's what the defense is doing. And that seemed to be a greater situation.
Listen, I don't know if anything gets in that Goff's head. Sounds like a real dummy. You listen to this guy after the game?
Sounds like
his helmet was overmodulating in its last game.
He's a bra.
Hey.
He's a bra?
He's
so
a bra.
His coach. But here, Texas pointed this out, and I thought the same thing. You'll know for sure in a couple of weeks. You hear this. Woj is reporting.
Mm-hmm.
That not Woj, but whoever the NFL guy is,
Schefter,
that Todd Gurley's had minor knee surgery.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah, and then
it'll be called a procedure.
Yeah, they clean him out.
Yeah,
you know.
I just think it's one of those things where like he doesn't want to say anything after the game because he doesn't want to be looked upon as a guy who's making excuses. But it just otherwise doesn't make sense.
I can tell you, he's a big guy that had great lateral movement. And all he looked like was a train. He only ran straight ahead. He didn't cut.
He had speed, but obviously
right. That's how you run when you have a knee problem. You can run straight ahead, you just can't cut.
We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Aside from the Super Bowl, how was everybody's weekend? Was it tremendous? Did you guys enjoy it?
I had a little situation in the gym.
Excuse me?
Before we get to your story, because it's going to make us laugh uproariously funny, because you already told it, and it might shut down the segment. Real quick, so I went to this bar mitzvah on Saturday. The Renee, Liz, and...
Must be great to have you as a magician. Like, if I was running a magic show, like, wouldn't you just love having the guy be like, by the way, guys, I just want to tell you, that's a great story that's coming up. This guy's not really sawed in half. Let's enjoy the show.
Anywho. Great bar mitzvah over the weekend. Liam, congratulations. Mazel tov, as we say. Liz, Renee, great stuff. Here's the thing that made this bar mitzvah different. Contortionists on rings hanging upside down serving wine. Dancing girls in plastic containers throughout the bar mitzvah. And, there's a bunch of kids and there's, like, dancing girls. And this wall sculpture.
Any dollars involved?
There may have been. This big wall sculpture that had, like, windows in it with hands that would just shove out martinis every once in a while. It was beyond which is known to man. I've never in my life seen anything like it. Also, open bar caused me to basically pray for an IV.
When was this? Sunday? Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah. Huh. All right, now tell your story.
Okay.
Because it's I'm going to fall off a chair.
So, I'm going to tell this story to you folks, and I want you to understand, okay? I'm not that guy, okay? So, don't go there.
You know what guy?
You'll hear.
You'll see.
So, Saturday, I wanted to go get a workout in because I know I was going to bury my face in food all day Sunday.
Right.
Which, mission accomplished, right? So I wanted to go get a workout in. Plus my back has been on fire. So I went and got me like 45 minutes to an hour on the bike, did a little stretching, went to go get on the jacuzzi. Now in the mornings, when you go at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, you notice the same people there.
Of course.
Now
same routine.
Yeah. There's, same faces. There's these two guys. We know that I know they're partners.
There's right? a gay relationship.
Yeah, you can tell. You just know.
Okay.
Okay. They like at 5:30 in the morning, I don't have no friends like that. Okay. Then there's the one guy that's in there. Now, there's a rule in the gym. If you a guy and then you in the gym and you have on tights, you got to wear shorts over your tights.
Of course.
This guy does it.
In the tub.
No. In the gym.
While he's working out.
Oh, okay.
While he's working out.
Gotcha.
Right? So, there's that. And he could do the splits.
Mm.
Which, you know, I can't confirm nor deny. But I always wonder. Like, it's on him. It's fine.
Why does he need such flexibility?
No. He may or may not be.
Anatomical?
Gay. I'm not. Look. Again. Okay.
That's not where I thought we were going.
Yeah.
So.
Confused because he can do splits.
Yeah, no, I don't get it either.
But his man, you come on. I told you I'm not the guy. Okay.
He's flamboyant.
Yes.
Gotcha.
All right. So I get my workout in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I go get in the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get in the jacuzzi. I do a little stretching, a little more stretching. I get in the pool, cool off. Boom. I'm out. I see the two guys. I'm talking to them. I'm like talking to them because I see them every morning. I say, hey, what's up? We in there chit-chatting. The other guy comes in.
Mr. Tights. Right?
Takes off. He has some shorts.
Oh, he did.
He has some other shorts on. Takes off his shorts. Starts backing down the stairs. I look up. Two cheeks coming right at me. He has a banana hammock.
He just decides, like, no more shorts.
Banana hammock. I got two cheeks backing up at me. To which, you know, I'm talking to the guys. I look out the corner of my eye. I'm like, woo! I'm caught off guard. Because, look, at LA Fitness.
Was this straight on or this caught your peripheral?
I turned to look because
Oh, so, you're like...
I'm sitting right here. The stand's right there.
Okay, I got you.
And out of the corner of my eye, I say, is that a... Yes, it is. Now, I'm thinking, like, I don't know how I'm going to approach this. I don't know. Sometimes situations in my life catch me off guard. I don't know how I'm going to respond. So I'm like, okay. So I say, is that even regulation LA Fitness
for sure, no.
Jacuzzi attire?
Definitely against the code.
Yeah, definitely against the code.
But who's going to say
he
anything?
He turns around. Hey, what's up? Boom. Rosy cheeks right next to him. Right?
Wait, was there a lot of space in the jacuzzi?
No, it's a big jacuzzi, so we had a couple of feet in between. It don't matter. He put his bare ass on the, just sitting there.
Okay, so if I may, you have the couple.
Yes.
The partners.
Yes.
Who you were chit-chatting with.
Yeah.
What was their reaction to Banana Hammock Cheeks backing his way on in to the hot tub?
They just start smiling and looking at me like, uh-oh, let's see what Big Fella does. Like, so now I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because they're sitting there. They know that I'm going to react So
how did you react? Like, yeah, did you have a conversation with Cheeks? Did you?
He turned to me and he said, hi.
And what did you say?
What's going on, guys? I say nothing. Whew, have a good one.
And you're out.
You're out. I'm out.
Out.
I'm out.
You got no time for Cheeks.
Yeah. It was
flustered.
Time to go.
You're flustered.
I would just, like, it caught me off guard. Like, I didn't know, like, whew. It was serious.
You didn't even ask him, like, hey, man. Little risque for the old hot tub.
Very rarely have I been caught in a situation, not that I'm uncomfortable in. I don't care about that. But that I didn't know how to go about it. You can't, look, let me tell you something. Mm. Somebody put their bare ass in the jacuzzi. You can't just ignore it. You can't ignore it. I can't just go on and have a conversation like this dude's butt cheeks ain't sitting next to me, right?
You got smooth cheeks or like a fur ball?
I don't. So, like, yeah,
you didn't answer
man.
The question.
Huh?
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah. No. Were they furry? Was he waxed?
No. Like, you ever been in one of those situations? Right? You ever been in one of those situations where
it just all came at you too fast?
I just kept out of the corner of my eye because I couldn't believe what was happening to me. What was it? I'm like, he was like, this is normal, everyday. Like, no, I'm not talking about a Speedo. Like, you should have jumped in the pool then. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about thong right up.
I understand.
Yeah, we understand. You have to demonstrate. We get it.
And so, are you going to be able to go back to this gym?
I went this morning.
Was the same situation met or was Cheeks not there?
He was there, but
He wasn't in hot tub.
No.
In his routine yet.
No.
By the way, someone says on the NunezLaw.com text line, the way to turn it around would have been as soon as he says hello, you say nice ass.
No, see, I was out of my environment. See, that means a whole...
By environment, he means he was the only straight man in a three-man gay pool.
I would have said nice ass.
Huh?
I would have said nice ass.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, because like, I'm
telling you.
It feels happened. Like you were a deer caught in headlights, but instead of headlights, it was ass cheeks.
So it says, I'm just glad we didn't get another Africa bean story.
But... No, banana hammock, dartboard of doom. We had a speed on dartboard of doom, but somebody welched on it.
It wasn't on dartboard of doom. It was a straight up bet on, I think it was Patriots Steelers, which I paid up.
Right.
Which I paid up in full.
I'm telling you, it was it wasn't even awkward. Because I'm not the guy that gets awkward until you get in my personal space.
So if the bare ass was like across the room, you'd be okay. Like, if it wasn't getting into
go to an LA Fitness and you change in the locker room, there's so much bare ass.
Oh, and old man balls.
Because the old men, they, like, don't care. They just put flip-flops on and walk around naked. Right. I'm like, yo!
Yeah, they got the pendulum swinging between the legs because they are just so droopy.
No, here. Somebody said, here's the thing. It wasn't that I was uncomfortable because I was sitting in the jacuzzi with gay guys. I was more uncomfortable
by the cheeks.
Right.
Because
it didn't matter whether the guy was gay, like, straight, or nothing.
Is this like a germ situation?
No! Like, naked! We in a public pool!
Yeah, but like, you know, like, maybe he showered and he was clean.
I don't care! That's the whole point.
But
it had nothing to do with what anybody's preference was.
For all you know, this dude could be slaying ladies.
Let me test.
Don't care.
Let me test this.
Yes.
If it was a hot naked woman,
still would have felt like, why are you all naked up in here? I would have probably looked a little more, but that's a different.
Nope.
I'm telling you, man. See, no, that's not true.
The guy who says you're being homophobic.
Yep. Yes. No. You know what I am? Whatever it's called when a naked man sits next to you in a public place.
Hey, amen.
No, I'm telling you.
I understand.
I'm being honest. You guys, you say, it's cool. Me too. I said the same thing. Till a couple of chicks came and sat next to me. Then I was like, whoa.
Look, don't even make it the cheek scenario. Like, in the gym, which can be just a different wilderness in its own right.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like that in the bathroom.
There are some people that are just basking in it. And they'll just be like, yeah, undrape the towel.
Woo, right. Woo.
How old was this guy?
I don't, look, man, I didn't see the age of the ass.
I want more deets.
I didn't know, like, again.
Was it a wrinkly ass?
No, he was a young dude. He wasn't old.
When I go
in the gym and I change my clothes to go into the pool, there's naked people in there. Huh?
Brazilian butt lift?
You sure you don't know whether it was, like, waxed or furry?
Was he tan?
Tattoos?
What color was the banana hammock?
Lime green.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Hey, so, like, let me explain this. It's a situation where, you know, you think that, you know, I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm cool with,
you don't have to explain it to me, man.
And then you present it with it, and it just, like, catches you off guard.
I understand. You didn't expect to see a couple of man cheeks in your face this morning. Saturday morning.
Like, I just...
Ass is out.
but again, I could say that, but at the same time, I don't feel like that when I'm in the bathroom changing.
Oh, of course not, because you don't have to stay there for a long period of time. That's what I'm saying. There are people who will bask in dressing in the locker room, and there are people who are just like, let me just get dressed and go. Like, I'm a get dressed and go kind of guy. But some people are just like, you know, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to freshen up. I'm going to powder my deal. All that type of stuff.
Blah, like, blah, 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 blah.
What we got, boys?
The Heat have announced they will retire Chris Bosh's jersey that is coming up on Orlando. It's coming up on March 26th versus Orlando. That's the game that's going to be in.
They're doing it here? Like this year?
March 26th versus Orlando.
Really?
Yep. I don't know what that means because it seems like he hasn't given up hope of playing.
No. He's not playing.
But he keeps bringing it up.
Yeah, like, he's at this arena wasting.
Well, they announced when the whole thing was, when the whole agreement was happening, Riley said that he was, like, no one else was going to wear number one. I'm just surprised they're doing it this year.
This year.
That's cool. Shout out to Chris Bosh.
Got our time before LeBron.
I would do, you know what?
Ooh,
I know this sounds crazy, but as soon as Wade season is over, I would retire to all Big Three jerseys. At a one.
With just one ceremony?
Wade's separate.
No, Wade
separate.
Gets his own, nah, man.
They don't want to do that.
It's not a knock on Wade. And I guess
him on the show, he's like, I want my own statue. Like, they want their own day.
Right.
Well, I get that.
I get it.
You know? That's why, you know, Shaq yelled at us for giving Udonis Haslem a cul-de-sac instead of a street.
Oh, he did yell at
me. He was so mad at us.
Yelled at me.
I was like, sorry, Shaq. Man, I thought that was kind of a cool thing we were trying to do for Udonis Haslam.
That day was memorable for that and also Zoe saying he could be fun.
I'm a fun guy. I bet. Yeah. You think he was a fun guy after this loss to the Pacers? I say no.
No.
I say no. Well, I say Alonzo Mourning was ready to crush some skulls.
Speaking of
you
which.
You can't crush. Like, man, let me ask you a question. What are you getting mad at? This is who they are.
He fought Shaq on Pat Riley's behalf. He was his champion.
Okay. But he had talent.
Doesn't matter.
Well, you going and fight who?
That was like 6 minute burst, Alonzo.
He could come and fight Beast because he's not a good basketball player. What is that gonna do?
I don't know, just make you feel better. Get some emotion.
It ain't gonna make him win more games.
What do you guys want to see at this Brian Flores press conference? How can he win the press conference? Your
he
thoughts.
Can't. I'm not concerned with press conferences.
Oh, I love press conferences.
Of course you do.
Tells me a lot.
Of course you do.
Tells me a lot. Well, only thing is, people are obviously going to ask him, hey, what do you think about these reports that we're going to tank?
That's going to be a question. The Ryan Tannehill thing's going to be a question.
Is it? Like, there's a report over the weekend. They're cutting him. Like, that's done.
Well, Barry just tweeted that they walked into the media room today. No more Ryan Tannehill pictures in there.
Of course. Get out of here. Tannehill.
Oh, do you want to see? You want to know the pictures that are in there?
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Just give me an idea.
Okay. The pictures that are in the media room at Dolphins facility, which are like the players they want to kind of present, is Tunsil, Drake, Sanders, Baker, Minka, Jakeem.
So the good players.
I guess the nucleus.
The core.
No, Albert Wilson?
You're obsessed with Albert Wilson.
I mean, he is probably the most talented offensive player you got.
But his hips don't work.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll be fixed.
Pouncey's got fixed.
Hips get fixed easily.
If Pouncey's got fixed, why can't it? Why is everybody hurting hips here?
I don't know, man.
They don't lie.
I don't think it's everybody. I think it's two people.
Name another team that had two players with hip injuries. Yes, he did.
Isaiah Thomas on the Celtics and somebody else. Chris Bosh getting that jersey retired at the end of this year, though, is a little strange. Like, I just find it like it's so out of nowhere.
I would like to do it more on a higher note.
I guess they want Wade to be in the building for when they retire his number.
I guess, yeah, maybe that's a good point. Maybe they want Wade there. Do you think Wade they're going to do next year, or do you think they're going to give a year between? Because Kobe waited a year. But
they had two numbers to get retired.
But I think Duncan was the year right after.
No, I think Wade will be next year.
Opening night?
When do we see LeBron?
When his career's over.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Yeah, when his career's over. I don't think they're going to do it before then. That'd be kind of weird. Super weird. So you do you do Wade and Haslam both next year, or do you do Haslam next year then Wade?
Wait.
Oh, maybe you do those.
Did
two
you
together.
Just?
No.
You just everybody heard everybody wants day. To get their own day.
Everybody wants their own day. Nobody wants to share that stuff. It's their day.
No, that you do it both next year, but at different times.
Who goes first?
I think you do Udonis first. You build up.
Yeah, I think Robbie's right.
No, this is what got us in trouble with Shaq the last time.
Things like build up.
You definitely do D Wade first.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You're gonna tell me that on this Miami Heat team, right? That UD's jersey gets retired before D Wade?
Do you think that matters?
Yes.
I think it's kind of weird that they're doing.
If they want their own day, think it matters?
Well, that's why. Like, I would think that Bosh would be after both of them.
But they're still
just kind of doing it.
They're still playing.
I mean, like, look, I love the Miami Heat. They're a little bit flimsy with the retirement of jerseys. Not that Bosh doesn't deserve it, but they got some loose rules. They're just like, whatever. You get a jersey. You get a jersey.
I think UD.
So it'd be UD.
It would go with D Wade.
So we go Bosh, D Wade, UD, LeBron. Eventually, so the LeBron's batteries are going to run out in 6 years?
6 years?
Yeah. When he's 39?
That means he played 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think how many more do you think he's got?
The rest of his contract.
How much longer is on his contract?
Four.
Three more years.
Yeah, he's going to go beyond his contract.
Right. His groin doesn't work.
He wants to play with his son.
So if he wants to play with his son, five, six more years. Wow. All right, so LeBron will get his jersey in 7 years, and then Bam.
You have Bam traded. He can't get his number.
No, they're not on the list, so he's not traded.
I can't keep up with you.
He's not traded because he's not on the Heat aren't on Anthony Davis's list.
Oh my god!
So don't worry.
So we're just gonna have these players to the contract.
It doesn't matter. You had him in a trade.
So what?
Therefore,
you benched Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
I'd trade him.
That's so much more egregious.
Wait, during the Super Bowl after he won five of them.
Yeah, that's so much worse than what I did. I traded him for Anthony Davis.
Don't deflect.
You traded Tom Brady for Brian Hoyer.
You traded him for Hoyer. I traded Goran Dragic for Kawhi Leonard and some weird sun scenario.
That is.
You.
Let's say this.
Bench Tom Brady.
Let's say this. If he keeps playing badly.
Let's put this out.
There was a qualifier.
Let's put this out.
That's what I'm saying.
That's still not a good enough qualifier.
Is there a circumstance on this earth besides serious injury that you would replace Tom Brady in a football game?
No.
Then why suggest it?
I was caught up in my feels, man.
Look, I mean, if you move that fast in real life, you wouldn't be so big. Okay? All that wishy-washy back and forth, caught up in my feelings.
You got to be more, you should have more faith in your alleged GOAT.
Right.
Like, if you believe in him so much.
Wait, did you just say alleged GOAT?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's all built on cheating and dishonesty. I mean, let's be honest with you. Bro, his best player is a steroid cheat. Deflated footballs, so Spygate, it's all built on lies.
Funny about that. So this morning, we have two rabbis at our temple. One's an older rabbi, one's a younger rabbi, and the younger rabbi.
Did you say two rabbis walk into a bar? What? I've never heard this one.
Anyways, so the younger rabbi, is cool, and he's a big sports fan or whatever, so I texted him the video of Julian Edelman say, first Jewish MVP, and the rabbi wrote back, Rabbi Dwoskin wrote back, he said, that's pretty cool, but I guess I probably shouldn't talk about, at like some sermon, I shouldn't talk about the HGH suspension he had for four games.
It wasn't HGH.
Or whatever, the drug suspension
he
said.
You can only test blood for HGH, so it ain't HGH.
It was...
The goods. The funniest steroid suspension I ever remember was Deion Jordan's, because everybody looked at him this rookie year and they're like, he'd be good if they steroided him up. And then he actually took that advice and got suspended the next year. That was funny because, hey man, you can't be coming back to camp looking like the Hulk after you looked like a stick figure. It was so obvious. It was never more obvious. We were all just kidding when we said, hey, maybe he has Jason Taylor's skill set, but he kind of needs to put on a few LBs. And then he actually did it with the steroids and was popped. Like, you got to be more discreet than that.
Oh, before we get out of here, supposedly the new Lakers offer just leaked.
Okay.
I'm trying to find it, though.
Is it a Shams bomb or a Woj bomb?
This is via...
Or a LeBron bomb.
B.A. Turner.
Oh, he covers them for the LA Times.
Yeah, here we go. Lonzo,
okay.
Kuzma, Ingram, Rondo, Lant, Beasley, two firsts.
Okay. Threw Ingram in there. They didn't have Ingram in the last packet.
Yep.
So who's the only young guy they're keeping? Hart?
And they're willing to take Solomon Hill back for cap relief.
Probably would get it done, I would assume.
So
I mean,
Lonzo Ball, Kuzma.
Because the Knicks really don't have.
Ingram, Rondo, Lance, Stevenson, Beasley, two.
Basically, the starting five!
No, it was two first. No, the other one was one first, wasn't
the
it?
The starting five!
Yes.
So now it's two first.
The starting five!
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
it's
LeBron
good,
now.
It's good for Dub Demps. He should make, like, he should. Magic Johnson should call him daddy. Like, whatever you want to make the Anthony Davis deal happen. Like, what are we talking about here if you're the Lakers? If you're actually on the list and you're like, do we give up Ingram? Ingram?
Like, no one on that team other than LeBron is worth keeping.
No.
Really?
There's not.
No.
There's not.
Man.
For Anthony Davis?
No. Here. Can, if I may. You clowns.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Right? You see a shiny thing and you want to just start over.
Yeah. But... Shiny.
How far are you gonna go with LeBron and Anthony Davis?
This year?
Yeah.
Second round.
Yeah?
Yep.
Think you make that far?
Yeah. You think they're gonna get bounced in the first round with those?
I mean, they could draw Golden State in the first round.
Anthony Davis is he healthy yet?
He's gonna be healthy real soon. It's like a finger thing. He's fine. It's a finger.
What do you shoot with?
It's a finger, bro. He's going to be back.
What are you shoot
the
with?
The only reason he's not playing is because they banned him.
Is it?
He they took him out of the video.
How about that? They banned him.
They're just like, look, listen.
No, player, you ain't going to get us. Mm-mm. We going to get you.
Listen.
You just don't.
Oh, Anthony Davis. Oh, you don't want to play here and you're going to tear Achilles? Mm-mm. All right, coming up next, we got Curtis and Zach, because Perk's at the press conference.
Yes, correct. We will carry the Brian Flores press conference.
We got the new Dolphins head coach.
Muscle
cool.
Hamster, come on in!
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.